Hi, welcome to this awareness of breath meditation. Before we start, find a comfortable position. This practice can be done sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor with an upright back, either supported or unsupported by the chair, with your hands resting gently on your thighs. If you are sitting, check to see if your shoulders are tense and see if it's possible to soften them, but no worries if you can't. The chin can be tucked slightly and your eyes can be opened or closed. If you keep your eyes open, choose a spot on the floor a few feet in front of you and try and soften your gaze. This meditation can also be done standing, walking, or lying down on your back. During the beginning of this practice, there will be frequent guidance with moments of silence. As we go along, the moments of silence will increase to give you an opportunity to practice on your own. Now get settled in and we'll start by checking in with your body and how it feels as it's resting against the chair, bed, or floor, or even if you're choosing to walk slowly as your body is moving through space. Noticing sensations in the body from your feet, up through your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your thighs, just checking in with all these parts of the body. Your buttock and pelvic area, your torso, up to your shoulders, all the way down your arms to your fingertips, up through your neck, and to the top of your head. Just checking in. And now bringing your attention to the fact that you're breathing. In this practice, it isn't necessary to control your breath in any way. It's just allowing your breath to be as it is right now. If you feel like you'd like to take a deep breath, go ahead, but there's no need to. Also, if you feel like you have to breathe using your belly or that feels right for you, any type of yoga breathing you might be used to, just do what you are comfortable with. Otherwise, just allow your body to breathe. It will do it all by itself. Just noticing the movement. The movement of air as it passes past the nostrils, down the windpipe, into the lungs, the expansion of the rib cage, the diaphragm, and that gentle rise and fall of the abdomen. This is your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And now just bringing your attention to the air as it passes by the nostrils. Noticing what it's like as the air passes over the top of the lip and through the nostrils. Maybe if it moves those little hairs, the cilia, inside the nostrils. And seeing if you can detect any differences in temperature between the inhalation and the exhalation. And just staying with your attention on the air as it passes by the nostrils for the next few moments. And when the mind wanders away, and it will, just gently guide the attention back, seeing if it's possible to let go of whatever thought was taking your mind off of the breath. Maybe you were planning what was going to happen next, or thinking about what happened earlier in the day. Maybe you're even criticizing yourself for having a difficult time focusing on the breath. And if that's the case, just try and be a little kinder to yourself. And when the mind wanders off, just tell yourself, come on back, nicely, without harsh criticism. Our minds are busy places, and meditation is not about clearing the mind. It is about learning how to focus your attention, in this case, on the movement of the breath. And bringing the attention back to the air as it passes through the nostrils, as you inhale and you exhale. And it's in these quiet spaces where the mind can be quite busy. Just gently guide it back, coming home to the breath. And now bringing the attention from the breath at the nostrils to the sensation of the breath in the torso. Maybe it's the rise and fall of the chest as you inhale and as you exhale. This gentle rocking motion that we come equipped with. This motion we can rest our attention on in times where we might be feeling a little more distressed or agitated than we'd like. Maybe you can notice your rib cage expanding and contracting a little bit. The clothing that rests against the torso, moving with the breath. Just being curious about each new breath. What does it feel like here? And now, shifting your attention down to the abdomen, noticing the impact of the breath here. How it rises a little as you reach the top of the breath on your inhalation, and then how it falls or contracts as you expel the air out from the lungs, up through the windpipe and back out the nostrils. learning how to rest your attention on the breath that brings oxygen into your body, nourishing your body, making it able to do the things that it does. And then expelling what it doesn't need. This idea of the body naturally just bringing in what it needs and letting go of what it doesn't with each breath. Sometimes it's helpful if the mind wanders off, just to label the thought and let it go, bringing the attention back to the breath and the feeling of the breath wherever you notice it most. And to label a thought, we might say, oh, that's worry, or that's judgment, and that's likely going to be here too. Or, oh, there's planning. And see what it's like to practice that. Just touching that thought and letting it go. Resting the attention again on the breath. And if you find yourself getting sleepy and your eyes have been closed, just open them up for a moment. And then when you feel as though you've reached a state of wakefulness again, you're feeling free to either leave them open or shut them again. Also feeling free to check in with your body to see if any parts of it are working harder than they need to be right now. And if it's possible, just to soften those muscles, or if you need to do a slight readjustment of the posture, maybe you're chin has drifted up a little if you're sitting, or your shoulders have come up around your ears. Maybe there's a little bit of discomfort, but feeling free to just move, but with attention and awareness. What is it that your body really needs? And now seeing if we can follow the entire cycle of the breath as it passes through the nostrils, down the windpipe, and into the lungs. When you reach the top of your breath, there's like this little pause before you exhale all the way out as the diaphragm pushes up against the lungs. And the lungs contract and expel the air back up through the windpipe and out the nostrils. And then there's a little pause before you inhale again. Just see if you can notice that. And now seeing if you can follow 10 cycles of breath. staying with the breath. Maybe you lost count. Maybe your mind went off in a story, as it will do. Maybe wondering if you're cut out for this, wondering why it is so hard just to pay attention to the breath, wondering if your mind will ever settle down. And just letting go of those thoughts and coming back to feeling the breath, just feeling it. And each time you bring your attention back, that's where the work is. And maybe even if you notice that your mind has gone off and you in a kind way said, come on back, maybe you could celebrate that for a second too. Because noticing, that's awareness. And the noticing will allow us to ground ourselves. Ground ourselves by placing our attention on the sensation of the breath as it moves through the body. Let's see if we can stay with the breath and bring our attention back to the breath while we sit in silence for the next few minutes. Now bringing the attention back to your entire body as it sits here, whole, from the bottom of the feet all the way up to the top of the head, or as you're lying down, noticing the soles of the feet, and scanning the attention all the way up to the crown of the head. And just checking in with how your body feels now. And wiggling your fingers or your toes. And just seeing what your body needs, if it needs a little stretch. And if your eyes have been closed, opening them up and bringing your attention fully to the room that you're in. And you've completed this awareness of breath meditation. And so hopefully, as you go throughout your day, you can see what it's like to bring your attention to the breath. See if you can stick with it for even just a few moments. And thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you come back again.